Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. The topic we want to share briefly this morning is force of unity. Force of unity. The Hebrew word for unity is achdut. Achdut. That is A-C-H-D-U-T. Achdut. Achdut. So it's harmony. Okay. It signifies harmony or togetherness. Okay. It signifies a strong bond between people with common, that comes towards a shared objectives. I'm saying it's achdut, it's the Hebrew word, that's unity. And it's also translated as harmony, yes, harmony or togetherness. So it signifies a strong bond between people coming together to achieve a shared objectives. So what we are saying, that unity is where people come together to share a common goal, working toward a vision, having a goal, having set objectives, and working in harmony to ensure their stated objective is achieved. That is unity. So we coming together, we have a unified mission, unified purpose. Morning, I came here to be blessed by God. And you are here to be blessed by God, to receive the word of God. That is unity. So we're talking of unity. It's where two people come together to achieve a stated objective, a stated goal. And not just to achieve, they are working together. They ensure that they put everything in place to make their goals or objective achieved. Psalm 133, force of unity. So unity is a force that can never be conquered. It's a force that can never be broken. It's a force that brings strength. That's unity. And even as it's so powerful that even God recognizes it. And wherever you see unity, it's easily identified. It's easily noticed. It's a force on earth that God respects so much. Okay, Psalm 133. From verse 1. Psalm 133, verse 1. Okay. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We're talking of behold. This scripture is saying, see, and let it sink into your spirit what I'm about to say. I'm still staying in verse 1. Thank you. Verse 1. Behold is to see. And open your heart, your spirit man, to receive what's about to happen. So the word of God is saying, behold. Say, how good. How wonderful. How powerful. How awesome. How glorious. And how pleasant it is for brethren, for spouses, for siblings, for organizations, for church, to dwell together in unity, in harmony, in togetherness. How good it is, how pleasant, how glorious, wonderful it is for everyone to come together in the one voice, no speaking forth in one voice, moving, having a motion that is irresistible, that can never be conquered. As how good it is. How pleasant it is, how wonderful, how powerful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 2. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment. Remember, Aaron was a priest. And so, this verse is likely, comparing unity as a precious ointment upon the head that ran upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. And when I was doing the study, I saw that the ointment that was used to anoint Aaron was a special ointment that was, cinnamon and some two others, spices that was blended together and added to the anointing. Nobody says precious. So this, no, so it's saying unity comes from head and it flows down from the head of Aaron down to the skirt of Aaron that went out of the skirt of his garment. So this one is saying that when we're talking of unity, it comes from head and it's going down. So whatever that is going to be achieved will be shared by everybody. Everybody will see the effect of unity. Okay, verse 3. As the dew of Hermon. Unity is as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded a blessing, even life forevermore. So we're talking about the dew of Hermon. Hermon is a mountain. I think it's the tallest mountain in Israel. And it's a mountain that has abundance of dew. Abundance of dew. That now when it's overflow. Because Mount Zion is at beneath. So when the dew overflows, and that flows down to refresh the Mount Zion. And it's a Mount Zion is a place where God dwells. And it says, okay, for there, can you please take it back? Thank you. For there, the Lord commanded the blessing. It is not the place that where unity is seen. We are bread and dough together, and we attain the level of unity. There, God commanded blessing. There, God commanded breakthrough. In unity, that is why you see evidences of God's greatness. That's why I've been told we have to work together in unity to achieve our aim. How good it is for nations to dwell together in unity. So it's at the dew of Hermon and the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord, that's where blessings comes from. When you see unity, that is God dwells where there's unity. You can't see God where there's chaos. It's not attribute of God. You can't see God where there's confusion. It's not in God. You can't see God where there's error. No. God dwells where unity is. So we can be able to activate the unity or the spirit of unity. Then God, from there, God commanded blessings. And I pray the blessings of God shall be upon our lives in Jesus' name. Okay. Families should come together in unity. Siblings should come together in unity. A family, an organization, a church, relationship that is void of unity, disorder, confusion will be the order of the day. That is where you want to achieve your goal of life. You want to get to where you want to attain or want to have in mind. Unity must not be undermined. We must be intentional. We must be conscious of this unity. Genesis chapter 11 from verse 1. Genesis 11 verse 1. Can we read this place together? One, two, go. Can we make it louder? Thank you. And what speech? The how which it is now. The whole earth. The whole earth. Was of one language and of one speech. How good. How pleasant it is for God for brethren to dwell together in unity. Dear God commanded blessing and life evermore. Life evermore. And the whole earth was all one language and one and of one speech. So unity is a force that can never be trashed. It can never be pulled down. Even God cannot resist it. Yes, let's go down to verse 2. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Okay, verse 3. This is the whole world, the whole earth then. And they said one to another, go, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. and they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. Okay, the next verse, thank you. And they said, go, let us build to us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name. Let that, you know, their agreement was wrong. Their vision was not positive. Let us make a name for ourselves. Where did they put the place of God? Let us make a name for us, so that we will not be scattered. Lest we will be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Okay, number 5. And the Lord came down. When God saw what was in their heart, when God saw unified purpose, when God saw unity, when God saw the force that can never be put down, God left his throne from heaven. The Bible says, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. He came. So you need to draw God's presence to us. You need to draw the hands of God close to us. Okay, the next verse. Verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. May it be said of us in the name of Jesus. This shall be our testimony in Jesus' name. God himself testified. Said, look, the people is one. As he, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. Inseparable. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing, can someone shout nothing? He said nothing would be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Nothing. When we are united, we are unstoppable, we are unmovable, we are unshakable. We stand. Devil understood this force. God respects it. So when we are in the realm of unity, when we are in the realm of unity, nothing can pull us down. Nothing will resist you. We are irresistible when we are united. In united, we stand. In united, get to this destination on time, because there will be no any restriction, there will be no any obstacle, because we are walking in one accord. We are walking with one purpose. We have a vision. Everything, everyone is walking. We are going to achieve our goal. We are going to achieve our aim. That is unity, powerful force. I pray we attain it. We'll get to that level in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear God commanded blessing. Dear God commanded breakthroughs. Dear God commanded open doors. Dear God commanded fruitfulness. Dear God bring increase. We're talking of people when we work together, it bears excellence. Yes. How? Because it is a combination of different people. People with ideas, people with skills, people with their money. Let's say we want to build a house. We agree that within 6 months we are building. And we come together. Me, I am an architect. The other person is a bricklayer. The other person is unskilled labor or semi-skilled labor. The other person brings the money and say, okay, in the space of 6 months, am I just to draw the design? We agreed. And we said everybody will put all their potentials. We will put our best to ensure that we achieve our aim. It bears excellence. When you see unity, you see excellence. When you see unity, you see perfection. Because God is there. God is dwelling in the midst of unity. So when you see something that's absolutely done, no, God's not there. No. So God dwells where there's unity. And I want to say something to us. I tell you, even ourselves, we are not united within ourselves. Unity starts from me, starts from you. Sometimes God told the children of Israel, Jesus Christ told the disciples, said, stay in one place until you are endued with power from on high. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. Acts 2. So in Luke 24:49, Jesus told the disciples that they should stay in one place until they are due with power from on high. Okay, then in Acts chapter 2 from verse 1, we're still talking of oneness. walking one accord. The Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were all waiting for the manifestation of the prophecy. All their spirits were jointed. Their mind was connected. There was
a that God called later, and the wife was saying, I'm married to an engineer.
No, I hadn't married to a pastor.
Praise God.
May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, the next verse. Thank you, the next verse.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and he sat upon each of them. If you are not agreement with the pastor, his decision will not bless you. So please, I beg you, go to where your spirit will be in uniform with what they are doing. Unity is key. Let's pay attention to it. No wonder when God visited the mother of Jesus Christ in Acts, Luke chapter 1. She was in unity with God.
Guys, they have the spirit of unity. The spirit of unity is dwelling in me. Unity is among us. God is dwelling within us. And God is commanding blessings upon our lives. God is commanding praises upon us. God is commanding promotion upon us. All I had desire is granted. Say no more division. No more separation. In our midst as a church. In my family, no more division. Yes, we are united by the Spirit of God. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Ramanat, we are united. We are united. We are together. We are one accord. In my place of work, in my business, in my organization, in my family, in Noaza, we are together. In the name of Jesus, we walk in unity, we dwell together in unity. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Glory be to Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.